Well, welcome to the Perry Stone YouTube channel. And I have something that's very important. Give me your undivided attention just for the next, let's say, maybe 6 or 7 minutes. Did you know it does not matter if you are a Christian, if you're lukewarm, if you're, the term used sometimes is backslidden and you're away from the Lord. It doesn't matter what religion you are. I want you to pay careful attention to what I'm going to say. Somewhere in the far future, every single person watching me will physically, and I say physically, it will be a different realm at that point for many people, a spirit realm, but you will actually see Jesus. Every person watching me around the world, again, it doesn't matter what religion you are, you will absolutely stand face to face with Jesus Christ. Now, if you can show me any religion in the world where the leader died and came back from the dead and was seen alive 3 days after all the blood left his body, after he was crucified, after he was wrapped in 100 pounds of linens and spices, 500 people saw Christ alive. And then his name has power. Demonic spirits in any part of the world are subject to the name of Jesus Christ, or the Hebrew name of his Hebrew name was Yeshua. They know who he is. Not only that, but miracles happen when people pray in his name. There's no other religion that you pray in the name of the leader and supernatural miracles happen right there in front of your eyes. Now, that being said, it tells me that what is written in the scriptures by holy men of God who spoke the visions and the dreams given to them by the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, will come to pass. And the reason I'm saying to you that everyone will stand before the Lord and see Jesus is because there's two judgments coming. One will happen in the middle of the tribulation, and it's called the Bema, or the judgment seat of Christ, and that is exclusively for people who have lived and died from the time of Christ's resurrection to the time of what we call the return of the Lord for the church. And I'm going to use a word that a lot of people don't like, but everybody knows what the word means. That's why I use it. Or the rapture, the gathering together, the catching away, the resurrection of the dead in Christ. That judgment is the Bema. That's where you either get a reward or you don't get a reward. That's where you answer for every idle word. The second one is Great White Throne Judgment. But everybody living who's ever lived in the history of the world, including people like Adolf Hitler. I think about the World War II dictator Mussolini. I think about Saddam Hussein. I think about Muammar Gaddafi. I could just think about all these different people who in their time did things against people. They will stand before the Lord and be judged. And at the judgments, there's only two places you go. You go into the third heaven to be with the Lord in heaven, then rule with him on the earth, and then you live in the New Jerusalem at the end of the millennial reign and after the Great White Throne Judgment. Or you will go into the underworld, Hades, Sheol. It's a real place. Thousands of people have had life after death experiences and seen this place. Some of them were atheists. It's real. And the end is what's called Lake of Fire. That's a whole nother message. We don't want to get into that. We want to concentrate on everybody's going to see the Lord. I'm going to tell you what triggered this. Now stay with me because I want to tell you what triggered this. I was reading a verse of scripture from the book of Revelation. It said this, and the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony was opened in heaven. And I realized there's three words being used there, temple, tabernacle, and testimony. I said, whoa, wait a minute. This is a building located at the throne room of God. Now, God's throne room is actually a courtroom. Won't have time to get into that. But there's a massive structure there. And in that building are the following things. Books of your life. God said to Jeremiah, before you were born in your mother's womb, I knew you and ordained you to be a prophet. There are books in heaven that have who you are and when you were to appear on earth. There are books in heaven called books of destiny. They have your destiny written in heaven. There is the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven where no matter where you are in the world, if you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, your name is written in the Book of Life. That is what gives you access to spend eternity with the Lord or gives you eternal life, is the turning and repenting of your sins and your name being written in the Book of Life. There are books of works there. Every deed, every idle word spoken is recorded, and it is recorded in the building called the Temple of the Tabernacle of the Testimony. Now, here's the big part. Inside that building, Christ has a throne called on a platform called a bema, and that's where you go into, stand before Christ, and all the books are open, and you're judged out of the books of everything written about you in the books. And this was so eye-opening to me. I had been preaching 45 years when I started researching this and studying this. All the vials for the tribulation, all the trumpets of the tribulation are in that building. That's the building they're in, according to the book of Revelation. And I just wanted to make you aware of this, because a lot of you aren't aware of this on my YouTube channel. But I spent 4 months, 5 months at least, 4 to 5 months studying this in detail. And I did a 2-hour teaching on it. And I put it in this audio called The Temple of the Tabernacle of Testimony. Right here it is. If you have the opportunity, I want you to get it, but it's going to open up your eyes. And I'm going to tell you something. For some people, it's going to absolutely stun them and shock them. Understanding that building, understanding what's in it, understanding that we will stand either at the bema or the great white throne judgment. People will stand before God at the great white throne judgment, but they'll stand before Christ at the bema, but they will see Christ. They will actually see him, because before the final judgment, you're going to be able to see the man you rejected. You're going to be able to see the man you mocked. You're going to be able to see Jesus, whom you cursed and said didn't exist. And everything you've spoken is going to flash before you right there, because God being a just God does not condemn anyone. It's just like a court case. You can't condemn somebody till you show them the evidence, till you prove it. So the proof is in the books of heaven. Think about this for everybody on earth. Everybody on earth. And so I want to just add this to you. You know, our YouTube channel covers a lot of territory. We do some fun things from Israel. We do some interesting things. We do warfare, faith, Holy Spirit, a lot of prophecy. But the bottom line for those of you who keep up with us, and I know we have people from every religion around the world that does, is a covenant relationship with God. And the only way to enter into a new covenant of eternal life. This is the only way I found anywhere in the world. I have read other religious books. I have read other religious teachings. Some of these religions that people follow by the billions have no guarantee of eternal life, no guarantee of eternity forever. It doesn't guarantee nothing. Christ guarantees it when you accept him as Lord and Savior and you begin to follow him and repent. Repent doesn't mean just say, I'm sorry. Repent does mean to change your thinking, and it's a change of a mindset. So I want to encourage you that when you, the day that you stand and see Jesus at a judgment, that you hear him say what he said he would tell some people, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what he said he would say to some. Others would have their crowns or rewards taken. They didn't follow through properly. And Jesus said, the Bible said that Jesus said, let no man take your crown. And others at other judgments will be condemned because of their life, of their evil, of their wickedness. And so I want you to really consider these things. My heart gets real stirred sometimes for people who know the truth, but they're not walking in it. Who know what the Bible teaches about forgiving others, and they're not walking in it. It's better to have never known the way of righteousness than to know to do right and turn from it. Now think about that for just, in other words, it'd be better to have never heard Jesus' name, never know anything about the gospel. That's what it's saying there. The eternal punishment is much lighter for those who know nothing, heard nothing, than it is for those who knew and refused to walk in it. So I just want to encourage you today, if you have an opportunity somewhere down the road, to go to perrystone.org and get this teaching, because I'm telling you something. Can I tell you this? What the Lord showed me in the research changed everything about everything. I've been preaching 45 years, and it changed how I speak. It changed how I think. It caused me to forgive people that were very difficult to forgive. I mean, I talked to a minister that had such a situation happen to him, so traumatic, that he said, every day I have to ask God, Lord, check my heart, make sure I have forgiven those people. I've had the same thing happen to me. So in other words, it's very important that you understand these things. But if you really enjoy the YouTube channel and you get a lot of information, always remember to give it a thumbs up, because that way more people can see it. And we know that one day we will stand before the Lord and give an account of everything we've said and done. And that's why it's time to now guard your mouth, guard your actions, and walk before the Lord. And hopefully, like Enoch, walk as perfect as you can before the Lord and do the right thing so we'll hear him say, well done. So I hope you, maybe some provoking your thought about studying the scripture, to looking into these things. The one building, mysterious building, and I never preached on it in 45 years till it leaped out at the, that verse leaped out at the pages at me. And so stay tuned for just a moment. We'll have a special announcement for you as always. And subscribe to the channel. You can hit the bell, and that way your phone will ding, and you'll say, "Oh, there's Perry Stone again, telling us something else." Okay, and don't forget you can join us in some of our big conferences here at Omega Center International, Cleveland, Tennessee, from time to time. Thank you so much. God bless you.
It's time to learn what you don't know about your future. Now available is Perry Stone's new landmark prophetic book, Your Journey into Eternity, Life for the Next 1,000 Years. Discover what occurs the moment your inner eyes are opened at death and your spirit returns to God. Journey through the 3 levels of heaven, including paradise, where Christian martyrs rest. Learn about the new body you will receive at Christ's return or at the resurrection, and why the dead at times appear in dreams, and what memories you have after death. Learn about the marriage supper in heaven from a Hebraic perspective, and what the Bible teaches about the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem coming down. Perry unlocks the mystery of babies in heaven, including miscarried and aborted infants. Perry also explains what our 1,000-year reign with Christ will look like on earth. Read Perry's parabolic revelation about what if God said yes to the dead? Will your family circle be unbroken in eternity? Perry presents often untaught insights using his 46 years of in-depth biblical research from the Old and New Testaments. The book includes incredible Greek and Hebrew word studies, as well as amazing stories that reveal secrets of life after death, events in heaven, and life on the new earth. Perry is also including an audio teaching, The Temple of the Tabernacle of the Testimony, that his friends say is the most interesting biblical teaching from the book of Revelation he has ever taught. In this teaching, Perry shares secrets in heaven's temple, the most important building in heaven, where all human records and tribulation judgment files are kept. It is here where you will stand at the judgment seat before Christ's throne and give a face-to-face account of what the angels have written about you, from birth to death, including all your idle words and how you treated others. This is a teaching that will alert you to what you say and cause you to guard your words and actions. The landmark new book and 2-hour audio teaching is available for your gift of just $35 or more to help keep Manifest on the air around the world. To order this offer, visit perrystone.org or call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. You can also order by sending $35 to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and request offer ET143 when ordering. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
If you enjoyed this YouTube content, there's an important website you should know about, perrystone.org. Perrystone.org is an essential resource for the latest books, audiovisual presentations, and digital products from Perry Stone Ministries. Resources that cover the same kinds of topics discussed in the program you just watched. Stop in and see all that's available at perrystone.org.